Okay, everybody, I'm here to do a quick review of Siempre Bruja. Siempre Bruja is known as Always a Witch on Netflix. When I first added it to my list, it was Siempre Bruja. They changed it, number one. Number two, it's a show. It's not an actual movie, so there are episodes to it. So why do I say that? Because it gives them the opportunity, and when I say them, I mean Netflix and whoever wrote it, to improve upon it. Seriously. Okay? It is something I would definitely watch again, but I will watch a whole slew of other things way before I watch this again. Seriously. Seriously. Okay? I appreciated it. I'm glad that there were quite a few people of color in the show, and that's what it was centered around. I'm also very happy it was centered around the spiritual component of the Orisha tradition, because it definitely was focused in that. But being, it was a little different. It wasn't full on that. It was something else. However, I was very happy to see that on TV, you know, not on TV, but see it in a streaming service of my lovely laptop. I was very happy to see that. However, the voiceover threw me off. I have to say that. I didn't understand why they did that. I would have been just fine watching the subtitles. I really would have. But that being said, I think that it's going to hit a wider audience of people. They'll watch it, and hopefully the show will be back with season two, and it will be written much better, and yeah, okay, I'm just saying. They've done better with other shows. I think this could have been a little bit better. That is what I have to say about that. Watch it, guys, and give me your opinion. All right, peace. Okay, so next up is my review of Tidelands. I really like this show, and at the same time, I'm very excited that there is another season coming, because I'm hoping that they can bring it a little bit more. I really loved the character, I think, Adriel's clothing. Whoever was the costume designer for her dresses, I mean, you saw them walking along the beach into the water, arriving back at her compound. Even when she came up alongside the little ship or boat to make her delivery, like, she was fly, okay? Meanwhile, the other main character, Cal McTeer, was just like, I can't wait to see what they do with her as hopefully she matures and gets further along into understanding who and what she is with the show. That is something I can't wait for. I was very, very pleased with the fluidity of the show, but also a little aghast at the coldness of it. I don't know if anybody saw that or felt it, but I saw it there. At any rate, I feel that Tidelands is a good show. I hope they make it a little bit better with season two. I'm hoping that they're going to bring it a little harder. I'm very certain they probably got a very good following that is waiting for season two. I'm waiting, but I'm not waiting as much as I would be with some other shows that I like to stream and binge watch on Netflix. But I will definitely watch this when it comes out. Tell me what you think. Now, Next up is my review of the movie Been So Long with Michaela Cole. I really like this flick. I thought it was extremely cheerful, very delightful. It reminded me of Rent, the movie in particular. I mean, it wasn't by any means on par musically when it comes to Rent. It's just that it reminded me of it in that it was a musical and the breaks to sing, and it just reminded me of it a little bit. However, it completely departs from Rent when we talk about the actual storyline, which is that of a single mother who's found herself in a rut, and really her family and friends see her as being in a rut, and they want to try and shake things up for her a bit, and she decides to begrudgingly acquiesce and go out on the night and enters the tall, dark, fine stranger. Okay, so it's I think it's really good. It was nice and refreshing. I could definitely relate to it, getting into a rut in life and just being so busy that you don't really have time to have fun anymore. The things that become fun are no longer the things that used to be fun. Like right now, painting, picking out gray bow pewter goldish paint has become a very fun thing to me. So I can understand how the carefree days of just going out and painting the town red are just like over, and you want to get out there and maybe, you know, zhuzh yourself up a little bit and live a little that night. So I could definitely relate to Been So Long. Between the three that I have reviewed during this episode, two of them being shows and one of them being a movie, I really enjoyed Been So Long the best out of all three. However, I will once again rate them in order. As I go forward, I will probably always do three shows and rate them according to how I feel. So up first, the first one that I really liked, that I got a lot of joy from, was really, you know, just kept me swinging in a good zone, was Been So Long. Next was Tidelands. And last but not least, and hopefully going to do much better, Always a Witch or Siempre Bruja. So I hope that you watch these three shows and let me know what your feedback is within regards to my review. Okay? I hope everybody's having a good evening. Peace. Join me for my next show when I will be discussing Ray Romano, new on Netflix, The Blacklist, which has been on Netflix for a while, and also Quantico. I will also have a quick little tidbit that I found about Jared Padalecki from Supernatural the next time I do a review show. Have a good evening, everybody. Peace.